Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Radio Labyrinth Season 8, Episode 47. We're almost done with this year. 47 episodes. We've done just as many as Joe Rogan. But our podcasts aren't 3.5 hours long. Wouldn't it be funny if they were? What would we
No, they are. Me and Steph and Dustin stay for 3 hours every week. You do.
Yeah. I would know that if you did because I listen to the podcast.
Jeff and I are plotting on our next celebrity. We're going to usurp you.
You've only done it one, and it's only the most listened to. Over 50-some thousand views on YouTube. Last week, 80.
I think we're working
on him on every week.
We're working on Denzel Washington.
Oh, I'm going to be on that one. And I'm going to ask him no questions about anything after St. Elsewhere.
I'm only going to ask questions about Training Day. That's it.
Training Day?
That was the only movie. That's all he ever did.
Maybe we could get Jay Farrow to come on and do Denzel.
I've asked Jay Farrow to come on before. He could just do Eddie Murphy the whole time and make us laugh. Hey, we have a guest this week. We're not doing a presents with him, but we have a guest this week. Mr. Josh Warren, who is with Action Show Studios. We've had him on many, many times. We like him. He has a new show coming out, and he'll tell us all about it. Two all new shows, one returning, one all new. He kind of helped me, by the way, with the Dynamic Wrestling Association video that came out earlier this week. So I hope you like that. And everybody go support live and local wrestling. These guys, they work their ass off to put on a fun show. And if you have time, take the family. Santa will be there. And you can watch the Georgia-Alabama game. It is tonight, if you're watching today, Saturday, December 2nd. It's tonight. And it's in Griffin, which isn't that far away. And they may even have an Applebee's in Griffin where you can go eat afterwards if you don't like what they're serving. But anyway, check all that out. I do have to say thank you to our Radio Labyrinth Patreon members. By the way, we do a Patreon show, usually 10, 15 minutes long, and you can access that at any level by being a Patreon member. Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. You can also leave a comment there like our producers do. By the way, speaking of our producers, we have a $25 membership fee to become a Radio Labyrinth producer. That means you get a credit. You're credited as a producer. Now, we're not putting you on IMDb or anything, but you probably could since you are producing quality entertainment. For $25, you get your name read at the beginning of the show, and you also get a T-shirt from our new store, which we'll talk about in a second, that Dustin put together and looks very good. And also you get a printout or an original doodle from Tim. If you're curious as to what those are, just ask me, even if you're not a producer. I'm sorry I'm talking so fast. I just had a big cup of coffee. Unlike last week where I was like, I just want this to end. Anyway, thank you to our producers. Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Thank you guys very, very much. We love all of you. We do have a brand new merch store. We're going to let our friend V.O. Thawne tell us about it. Right, Dustin?
Yeah, here he is.
We got merch. Stocking stuffers, boy. This is the time of year when you got to get gifts, and Santa's coming soon. Some people leave out milk and cookies for Santa, but when I was a kid, we left him a warm can of cola. Not Coke or Pepsi. It was Winn-Dixie brand cola, C-O-L-A, and pretzels. We didn't even have a chimney, so Santa had to slide up through the toilet and stuff the socks we had hanging on the shower rod. Get Santa a 4X Radio Labyrinth t-shirt. That's like big enough for you and your lady, or guy, or maybe just you. I don't know how you eat. If you're really feeling it, you can rent a sleigh and get yourself some reindeer, boy. Fly them bitches up to Santatown and toss that big old shirt down Santa's chimney. I'm sure he'd love one. Or maybe a coffee mug or a pickleball racket.
All right, thank you, V.O. Thawne. V.O. Thawne, yeah, I'm doing these little goofy videos. The last one I made, Greg Russ from the Von Hessler Doctrine posted in the Reddit, the Theo Von subreddit. And somebody in that group messaged Greg Russ directly and said, hey, did you make this? I produce Theo's podcast. And I want to know if you have done any others. So he told me about it, gave the guy my email address, and I had to create a Reddit account so I could send him the new one. I don't know. I was worried. I was worried about a cease and desist, but we're not using it to make money, really.
Right. And it's put on there that it's an AI every time.
Yeah, yeah. We don't even say his real name, except for one of the images in this one says, Merry Christmas. yeah, but let us know what you think of these and give us ideas. We're always open to new ideas. Y'all caught up on Fargo?
Yeah.
I've seen the first two episodes. Is there more than that?
Yeah, third episode came out this morning.
No, I haven't.
I haven't watched the third one yet.
Yeah, I've only seen
it. Oh, you haven't? Oh my god, the first two were great. This one, fucking amazing. They really reset it. They made it better.
It's definitely back to season one, season two quality.
Yes,
at least the first two were,
and very much an homage to the film as well as other elements of the Coen Brothers films. But man, Jesus, Don Draper, so good.
Yeah, I like seeing him playing a bad guy.
Yep. I wish I could remember his real name.
John Hamm.
John Hamm.
There you go. John Hamm. I wonder if his name ever makes him hungry.
he uses John Hamm's John Hamm.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff, I forgot to tell you, I've been watching the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, nice.
You never watched it?
The first time, no. And I'm almost at the end of season three. Rory's getting ready to graduate from high school. A few episodes ago, I was delighted to see a young John Hamm, pre-Mad Men, as a dude that was a shitty date. She only went out with him one time. When he rolled up on the set, I was like, oh, John Hamm's going to be on here. No.
There are a ton of people that just showed up for one or two episodes on Gilmore Girls that are huge now.
Don't tell me.
What's it on? What's it on? I should watch it.
I'm watching it on Netflix. I don't know if you'd like it, Tom.
Why?
Because it's a little too feely. There's a lot of feelings. Jeff likes feelings, and I know that you don't, really. Not like this.
Yeah, I'm not into fifis.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you'll like it.
Sometimes I am, but not always.
This is really, like, it's very deep. Yeah, but not.
It's very well written, though.
It is well written. But I think part of what didn't you used to get irritated with Mrs. Maisel?
Me?
Yeah.
Not because of feelings. It just didn't seem, it was implausible.
Well, and the whole banter and all that. And I thought.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that.
Well, that's all this is just that.
Well,
it's banter.
The banter in Mrs. Maisel makes sense because they're Jewish people in New York. And that's that the way they talk. I'm not knocking. I'm not saying anything negative. I'm just saying that there's that, you know, but that's not what bothered me so much about the show. It was just, it seemed ridiculous to me. I probably like it. I should shut the fuck up and just watch things.
Well, I don't know. You might like the Gilmore Girls. You might like it. It's just like, you know, I'd identify with it because my mom was single and, you know, it was just the two of us for a long time until she met my stepdad and ruined our lives. But up until then, it was just the two of us. And I think that's why I like it so much. I never really realized how much I would like it. Plus and just the thoughts that you had rich grandparents just waiting in the wings. You never really had to worry about anything. You could
that's the biggest feels of all time, the grandparents.
I love them so much.
Yeah. You're a Paris, though.
A what?
You, Jeff.
All right,
I wish I was Paris.
About shit, Dustin, I don't know anything about. Guess what I'm rewatching?
Sopranos.
Sopranos.
No.
The Wire.
The Wire.
No.
Oz.
Same network predates.
Dream On.
Dream On. Yeah, boy, that's so rewatchable.
Arliss, yeah, that was going to be the next.
Arliss, yeah. That's my favorite show of all time. I've never seen one episode of Arliss.
Not
ever.
Necessarily the news.
Now that I would rewatch. Did you know Conan O'Brien was a writer for that show?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
I know Jeff knows. I didn't know.
What was the football show?
Oh, First and Ten.
Delta
Burke.
Yeah, you watch that to see nudity.
That was very nasty.
In USFL footage.
Could you just not say it as much, Hank?
I'm rewatching Larry Sanders.
Anytime.
Because.
Do they have all the episodes up now?
Yeah, they're all there.
Because they were fucking with you for a while and they weren't putting all the episodes up.
It says every season.
Okay.
On Max.
I might go back and try and watch it then.
You see that sign? It says applesauce.
Applesauce.
No, it says the law.
Hey now.
This is exciting, isn't it? Those fuckers. Hey, me and my buddy here, we're going to go we're going to go have a couple of beer skis later, eh?
You know, Hank, I don't want to come.
I can't do Larry. I could probably do the other guy, though, if I worked on it enough.
Gary, he talks straight from like where your nasal passage meets your brain. That's how nasally it is.
Oh, gee, cause no flipping.
You mean when you do that, flipping, that's not an affectation?
Could you just not say it as much, Hank?
Hey, now. There he
is. Josh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Josh Warren from Ass.
That's right.
Action Show Studios. Hey, man, I like your haircut.
Oh, I have a cigar. Oh. Me too. But I am going to get a haircut.
Yeah?
Because I'm going to be playing Bruce Willis coming up pretty soon.
Oh, tell us all about it. You got two new shows, both affiliated with Action Show Studios, I believe. Where are they?
So there's a few. December 9th is the Kingdom Fest that Cooper Andrews and Dan Fogler are doing, which is like a Walking Dead type of festival. Seth Gilliam, Dave Willis, and a handful of others are going to be at it. And we're going to do like an improvised show during that. It's going to be like a kind of like a telethon now.
Uh-huh.
Where they're raising money for a pet shelter, which I don't remember which one, so you'll have to forgive me. It's a beautiful setup you've got behind you. love the Christmas motif. And then there's like other things like raising money for like IATSE and actors that like suffered during the strike.
Okay.
We're going to be doing some improv comedy at that on December 9th at the wonderful and beautiful Chateau Elan.
Oh.
It's at Chateau Elan?
Yeah, it's at Chateau Elan now.
Yeah.
So you get to go and explore the grounds of the chateau.
Okay.
Play a few rounds of golf.
Yeah, a few rounds of golf. Stomp on some oranges. Yeah, all the oranges that they make wine out of.
they make you reenact that news lady scene where you're in the barrel and you fall out.
Yeah, they have a lot of that and a lot of towels to wipe yourself off with.
Hang on a second. It's the Kingdom Fest for fans by artists for the craft. You can go to thekingdomfest.com. Dan Fogler, like you said, Cooper Andrews, Michael Kudlitz, Seth Gillum, Paola Lazzaro, Margot Bingham, Carrie Cahill, Cassidy McClincy Shang, Nadine Marissa, Dave Willis, who has a goofy picture on here, Dana Schneider, and Kyle Newman. So that's quite a lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Dan's in like a handful of Aqua Teen episodes coming up.
This is all at Chateau Alon. They're all going to be there.
Yeah, that's going to be at Chateau Alon.
Wow.
Which I think is a very interesting place to have this event. But
that was the Biltmore Hotel booked.
Have they done this here before?
No, this is the first time this event's ever been done.
Okay, that's awesome.
And then December 14th, my birthday at Dynamic El Dorado, we're doing a show either at 7:30 or 8 called The Gauntlet.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be me and like 12 other improvisers, and they all get a chance to do a 2 to 5 minute scene with me.
Ooh.
And then the 14th, there may be a show at Dynamic at 8, which would be a storytelling show that I'm going to try to loop Cooper into. But if not, we're definitely doing action show at the Limelight, which is the former Village Theater, and action show Center for Performance Arts and Advanced Improvisational Studies, that Cooper is going to guest in for that show. And then the 16th, and that show's at 10. And then the 16th is at the Limelight, which is the improvised Die Hard show where I'll be playing John McClane.
Nice. Can you give us a little John McClane?
Well, I know how a TV dinner feels now. I guess I should have killed a terrorist that had bigger feet than my sister. And Binkley is going to play Hans Gruber.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
John McClane.
My name is Bill Clay.
I forgot the Bill Clay thing.
Now I have a gun too. Ho, ho, ho. Mr. Potter.
To find out about the El Dorado show, you go to dynamiceldorado.com, and there's a picture. Josh Usher teaches class there, improv level 2, if you want to enroll in his classes.
That's right.
It looks like they don't have a website, the Limelight, but they do have
It's through Roll Call also, so it might be on like the Roll Call Atlanta website, or it might be limelightatl.com or something. Then December 2nd, we have the DWA event with Rhino.
That's tonight. Leaving on it. Well, this set comes out on the 2nd, so yeah.
With the bad chainmail.
With chainmail. I'll do everything in my chainmail.
I did an Instagram with him the other day, and he goes, I don't usually get on these things without my chainmail attire. It's chainmail.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Nobody cares.
Why would you make fun of me? Who do you think you are?
He's a great drummer, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His Madame Vega, that band is pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to do this whole thing with like Rhino, that old wrestler from WWE and ECW, and have him come on, but he didn't connect. So I did get to talk with,
Chainmail
and Chip Skyler,
who he's you can tell that he's young and hasn't really developed the promo yet. He hasn't really gotten super good at doing those promos. He's not bad at it, but he's not really
honestly, in my opinion, he's one of the best out of that whole bunch. I think they all need to take improv classes personally, but his whole persona too cracks me up, because he's like a spoiled white rich kid.
Right.
But then he's the guy who gets fucked up more than anybody else. Like, he's the guy who goes through like the thumbtacks and all that stuff.
They do that, and they're hitting each other with fluorescent light bulbs, you know, the long ones, and bashing each other overhead. It's a real fun show. Josh, you make videos, and
if you want one to like from that one match, like, yeah, they're hitting them with a fluorescent light. The guy goes off the top of like a 20-foot barn through a table.
Yeah.
And then I look at the guy, Kevin, who runs the thing, and I'm like, how much are they getting paid for this? And he's like, maybe $150 a match. I was like, these guys aren't getting paid enough money to do this.
It's for the love of the craft.
It's crazy. But I love it. And we're trying to get sponsors and fundraise for it. So
we got to try to get Cooper to come on the show sometime, man. I think if you two came on, it would be a lot of fun. He's a cool dude.
Yeah. I've been trying to work that Cooper angle for a while, but I think, like, right now, at least with this Kingdom Fest, he's swamped.
Oh, yeah. They're all swamped. They are all swamped. You know, Dan, I would imagine, is swamped as well. Especially, you know, now that the strike's over, everybody can get back to work.
Well, I mean, but are they going to get back to work until, like, I really don't think a lot of, unless it's already been in production or whatever, I don't think the studios are going to be like, yeah, let's start this production over the holidays.
Yeah.
That's why we got to start making our own stuff. You got to start making your own stuff. Who cares, you know? You don't need a studio. You have YouTube and all these different streaming sites that you can upload stuff to. Who cares?
$150,000 worth of movie equipment in here.
No, that's true. Steal it.
Come down here. Here's our address. Here's the code to get out.
Yes. Now, you're partnered with an app called Kick. It's K-I-C-K, not the one where the teens chat with each other.
Yeah, K-I-K. The text chat app.
Now, the Kick app is where you can watch the Dynamic Wrestling Alliance Association.
It's Association, Dumbass.
It's Association of Chainmail.
Chainmail.
Yeah, KICK.com. It was a bunch of guys who worked with Twitch, and then they were like, screw you guys, we can do it better. And so they developed their own platform.
The TikTok girls go on there and do this the streaming like they do on Twitch. They have this it's like, I have a Twitch channel, I have a TikTok, and then I also have an OnlyFans.
Come and watch me in my hot tub on my kick.com, just chat. Channel.
Yeah.
Dustin sends those texts sometimes.
Does he? Mm-hmm. Not me. Why don't I get them?
I mean, Dustin's a bit of a thirst trap himself, so.
He is a bit of a thirst trap.
He's always on TikTok doing that NPC shit where when someone sends him a gift, he does it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hot dog in my mouth. Thank you.
Yeah, what no is spicy. That?
No spicy.
What is that?
What is that? I've seen that once and I was like, what the? Am I old now? I'm old.
Only one worth watching is Cherry Crush TV. And I don't know who she is. I just happened to see it one day. I see. And I quickly clicked I'm not interested in seeing Cherry Crush TV on TikTok or elsewhere. But she's really good at it. And what they do is they pretend to be, you know, a non-playing character in a video game. And they just stand there and they do that, you know, because those video games, those characters just do the motion, right? And then on TikTok, you give them hearts or hats or you can give them a galaxy or some shit. And then they just repeat what you give them. Thank you. Thank you. Ooh. And then this cherry, what is it, Jeff? Cherry Crush TV is what it is. I just happened to see a couple of days ago. For the first time ever, not like 8-10 years ago when she did porn. But anyway, she does this, you know, the whole thing, and then somebody will give her a pepper and she'll go, no spicy. So
I don't get
it. They make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just old perverts that want to give their money.
Yeah. I really think you and I could be friends, Cherry Crush.
You can't fight destiny. We all know it's coming. I mean, it's just, I think some people are like, let's just make as much money as we can.
The judgment day cannot be stopped. It can only be postponed.
If Schwarzenegger does anything,
why are you crying? Movies,
they need to have him speak as much like smart tech jargon as possible.
Yes. Please deposit $50 in your Bitcoin account. I like AI. I like making stupid ass videos that nobody likes but me.
No, I've liked them.
Did you see
the last one? Because I didn't know who it was, but I.
Oh, I've Theo Vaughn. We got merch. Yeah, my guest last week was Wayne Gretzky. He likes he played hockey.
Who is Theo Vaughn?
He's a stand-up
comedian.
And he has a very successful podcast.
I hate other comedians. I'm like a woman that hates other women.
I was like you for a while, and then I gave up and realized I'm never going to be a comedian. So But I did go through that phase. Like, I don't like any of these new fucking comics.
Yeah, some of them are funny.
Well, he's funny. He's funny.
Theo Von's funny. I saw him open for Doug Benson back at the Punchline a long time ago.
And I also don't think I have the attention span to watch stand up.
Well, no, his podcast, he's in that Rogan verse.
Yeah. He's in the Rogan circle. Yeah.
Y'all, I had Jesse Ventura on. He just talked. And then that's how I discovered this website or this podcast. Will Sasso, you know him.
Yeah, I know Will Sasso.
Mad TV and shit, and he's an actor. But he and his friend Chad Kulchin do a podcast called Dudesy, and the entire thing is written by an AI. So they have to do what the AI tells them to do. And then Will Sasso has to do these fake ad reads as Jesse Ventura or Robert De Niro. And then the AI will have create a fake commercial for their merch with Tom Hanks promoting a movie that he's in. I am Wizard Man. And yes, I will be fighting a dragon. It's all AI. It's fucking hilarious. It's insane. They were talking
about getting so much better too.
Oh, it is. And then, you know, so I don't know. But the one with Will says is really, really funny, especially since he does the best Jesse Ventura.
He's like one of the only people that does Jesse Ventura.
Right. He does a good macho man, but he doesn't just do the conversation. Like, and then for some reason last week he did Jake the Snake Roberts. I've never heard anybody do that. He did an old promo that Jake did. Tito Santana. But you know, Jake the Snake Roberts was the coolest motherfucker in the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
I do Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's pretty
good.
You know,
The Rock is sitting here on your radio station right now. And The Rock has a few things to say as The Rock raises his eyebrow and then raises his other eyebrow. there's Scott Hall, Chico.
Yeah.
You know, but then that's just a bad, Scarface impersonation, man.
Yeah, when he started, he was like supposed to be this Cuban guy and he would do the machismo and he'd throw the toothpick and he drove like the Tony Montana car. It was ridiculous because where is he from, Florida or some shit?
Yeah. Probably. And he's a very white man.
Of course.
He's not Hispanic at all. But even like going over to WCW, he kept the same persona, man.
I'm Scott O, brother.
You know, you all know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. And when the big man gets here, it's going to make a lot more sense.
Yes. And he was talking about Scott Hall. No.
He was talking about Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash, yeah.
But did you know that Scott Hall was like the brainchild behind like popular WCW?
No.
Like it was all his idea. Like the NWO, the rebranding of Sting. It was all Scott Hall's storylines, apparently.
I didn't know any of that.
He was like, man, I just play some really dumb character. And I'm going to get, you know, addicted to a bunch of drugs and be an alcoholic and throw my life away.
Well, the pain that they have toward the end of their career. Like I saw Jimmy Snuka one time. I was a manager at a Bob Evans in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And it was right off the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So he came in there. The Ramones came in there too, which was cooler to sort of meet them, all of them. They were still alive. They like didn't drag Joey's corpse in there. But no, I met the Ramones in there. And then one day Jimmy Snuka came in with some, you know, jobber. And they sat down. I'm like, holy shit, Jimmy Snuka. I said, I saw you wrestle in Elmira, New York. Jeff was there. We saw, that was when he was still Jimmy Snuka. Blah, blah, blah. He didn't have a voice yet. He did that move, but he couldn't speak. You know, he had he had some sort of palsy.
You ever get snooper flyed, snooked? That happened to me, the kid on the street. Yeah, we used to practice these wrestling moves and stuff, and he did it from the porch.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt. He also put a jart in my stomach one time.
A lawn dart? That are like that big?
Yeah, he chucked it like he was at the Olympics and it just went right into my stomach.
Oh my God. Just to finish up that Jimmy Snuka story, he said, this is Bob Evans, is a sausage restaurant. You could smoke. And he was sitting at the bar and he chain smoked the whole time he was there, even while he was eating. Then I pestered him a little bit. And then he came back after his match and he has like band-aids and bruises. And I said, how'd they do? Or how'd you do this weekend, Jimmy?
They beat me up pretty bad, brother.
Okay, he's done talking to me.
I started watching Scrooge the other night, and I was like, I love this movie, but should I wait and watch it later in the season?
I have a lot to get to. I've got Scrooged, Trading Places, Die Hard, It's a Wonderful Life. Those are the four. So I got to get on that.
I watched Dolomite Is My Name at like 1 a.m. last night.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's
a great movie. Inspirational. And then I never knew like what a real person Rudy Ray Moore was. Cause like at some point in high school, I went to Gatlinburg and got his Best Of album, which is fantastic, you know, cause he does all those crazy stories. And like I'd been obsessed with Rudy Ray Moore since I was like 16. And then Craig Brewer, the guy who directed Footloose, directed that movie. And I waited so long to watch it and then finally made myself watch it. And it was like one of the most inspirational movies I've ever watched.
That's cool.
You didn't see it coming. You didn't from that movie. You didn't think it
like,
was going to be.
They made him such a human in that too. Like Eddie Murphy did such a great job.
Everybody went into it thinking that he was, they would use everything that he had done in the past. And so you think it's going to be this over the top blaxploitation thing. And you're like, you didn't realize that he was a real guy. I mean, a human being.
And the whole time he's like, man, we just need to be like excited for ourselves. Like we did it. You know, like he was so positive.
Yeah. Academy Award nomination for that.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy gets fucked all the time in that whenever he's up for an award. Cause he's a good actor. He's a funny comedian. I wish he'd go back out and do stand up again. That would be nice.
I'm on the fence about watching his weird magical holiday movie that's coming out.
The trailer looks hilarious.
Does it look good? Because I only watched it on mute, and I was like, should I watch this? And then Julie is like, I don't know if I want to rewatch just all these old Christmas movies this year. I want to watch something new. And I'm like, well, you're ruining my traditions then.
It's called Candy Cane. I watched
Batman Returns, Die Hard, Scrooge.
Yeah. It's called Candy Cane Lane.
Get Lane.
Oh, Jillian Bell, she's funny. I don't know anybody else.
Have y'all seen Fat Man? Man, Fat Man is fantastic. It's Mel Gibson and Walton Goggins.
Oh yeah, we saw that last year when it came out. Yeah,
that movie
was a couple years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch like 2 years ago. I should have watched. Do you know Walton? Have you ever worked with him?
Yeah, on Gemstones, but he wasn't there when I was there.
Oh, okay.
But I love Walton Goggins. So, you know, my friend Valen worked very close with him.
Yeah.
Uncle Baby Billy's toilet mama or whatever.
Toilet baby.
And yeah, the last time I talked with Valen, I'm like, can you ask Walton to come on our show? He's so sweet. He's very nice.
Yeah, I love Valen. She's fantastic. Very talented, very funny.
And I hope she finds other work besides just, I mean, I'm sure she will, but she has great talent. She's very funny in comedic roles. I hope she,
she does good accents and voices and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great talent comes with great responsibility.
That's right.
Reset where the Josh's shows are. It's the Limelight Theater.
The Limelight Theater. So the 14th is at El Dorado around 7:38. I know it's not on the website yet. It'll get there eventually. Just show up at 7:30 across from a Mazza Pizza. Cooper Andrews might be there, but I doubt it for that one. And that one's called The Gauntlet, and it's going to be me and like 10 or 12 other improvisers, and they're all doing a scene with me. And it's going to have a lot of variety to it. Then on the 15th, we may do an 8 o'clock show at El Dorado, which is like a storytelling Armando style show. And I'm going to try to loop Cooper into that to be the storyteller. And that's at 8, and then at 10 p.m. at the Limelight is the Return of Action show, and we're calling it our Ho-Ho Homecoming, because we'll be returning to the former Village Theater Duds at the Limelight at 10 p.m., and then 10 p.m. on the 16th is our improvised Die Hard show. You're not going to want to miss it.
I wish I could play Argyle.
Carlo. We might be able to work that out. This is Christmas music.
You can't do reverse race swap in Die Hard. You got to keep it canon.
She's married.
Yeah. They got a girl. Married. They got a girl playing Richard Thornburg, so you could play Argyle.
Well, I mean, what's his name from The Wire played Lewis in the remake of RoboCop.
Really?
I never saw played, it. Omar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Michael. Yeah. Michael.
Yeah, Omar played Lewis in the remake of RoboCop.
I never saw the remake because
I didn't watch the
partial to the first two.
I liked it. I thought it was good. The one with Joel Kinnaman. He was
good.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I hated it.
Is it still in Detroit?
Still in Detroit.
So
you hated it, really?
I hated it. Absolutely hated it. Well, just like The Flash, the only thing good about it was Michael Keaton. And it's only because I'm like obsessed with Michael Keaton. But like, so, all right, the original RoboCop is Frankenstein. And it's this monster that's trying to recapture his humanity.
Yes.
The new RoboCop, the underlying message is a man coming to terms with the fact that he's trans. Human.
Yeah.
And he's just like, well, I accept this now. Whereas
I wish I had an exoskeleton so I can go around killing all the Kardashians.
Peter Weller, on the other hand, was a man trying to recapture his humanity.
He did have a family that he wanted to get back to. So, I mean, it wasn't just about him not liking to be this whatever binary.
Well, also, the actor who played RoboCop was like, I can't wear the mask the whole time. I'm an actor. You have to see my face for me to act.
Fair enough.
And then so they... and we
I like him, but he does overact. You're right.
And they kept the hand. And in the original RoboCop, it's like a reverse nod, I guess, like the reverse race thing. It's like, lose the hand. And they gave him a robot hand. But in this one, in this reality, they didn't lose the hand. They kept his human hand for some weird... What does he have a human hand for?
Okay. So what about Dredd? What about the update of Dredd?
The update of Dredd is amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And
we're all back on the same page again.
The moment that guy was like, I can't act without a mask, they should have been like, you're fired, call Carl Urban and have him play. Which then everybody would have loved it anyway, because it didn't get a sequel. Nobody loved the new RoboCop. Mm-hmm. We're not giving it sequels. As a matter of fact, the next RoboCop sequel is going to pick up after the original movie, from what I've heard.
You're slipping into Trump there.
I know.
I've heard.
It's gonna be fantastic.
It's a great movie. Everybody loves the original RoboCop.
Why can't we make RoboCops? Why can't we have them in every city? I mean, a guy gets shot, make him into a cop. I don't know. Do it. Feed him.
Final Tap 2. It's gonna be huge.
We got these new things. These ED-209s. Very shiny.
209. Beautiful.
Very shiny. They got the big speaker on their face.
Not very good at stairs, but we're working on it.
Yeah. But there was all.
Yeah, I love that part.
Plugs. Hey, we have a new merch store, which we talked about a little bit at the beginning. But Dustin, where is our new merch store and what can people find there and how do they get there?
You can access the merch store by the link that's in the description below. You can also go to our link tree, which is also in the description below, and you can access everything. And we've got a sale that runs through the end of the year now for 10% off. You just put in RLP123 and that will be the 10% off code at the end of your purchase.
That's awesome. Thank you, sir. Other things I want to talk about real quick. I have a cameo, and this year the theme is, again, as it was last year, Chill for Gil. If you go to the Cameo app or you go to the Cameo website and just put in the at symbol, Tim Andrews here, H-E-R-E, you can find me. I'll do a video for you or a loved one. You know, I've done these before where I do the custom videos and I make, you know, Trump or whoever's lips move and I do all the voices. Those aren't part of Cameo, but I will do one of those for you. But the Cameo is real simple. You tell me what you want. I record the video through Snapchat with a filter of whoever it is, as long as they're white. And then,
racist.
Well, I will do multiple voices, but I will not like do an Obama impression and then put the face on mine, you know, because that would be getting me in trouble.
Fred Armisen's Obama face on over yours.
Well, I'm sure Fred Armisen is probably embarrassed and forget that. And if you want a cameo, just go there and search that. Coming up, if you're a fan of Tim Andrews and the podcast, and who wouldn't be, that's a show he does on WSB Radio. And Jim Florentine was his guest last week, comedian, prank phone caller, podcast host, Sirius Satellite Radio, metalhead. You can check that podcast. It's unedited. Trey Toler and Amanda Marks are both comedians, and they're putting on a very special charity event on, I believe, December 8th, but don't quote me on that. I will find out. But I did the show. I should remember. But anyway, we're not going to get into that. Trey Toler and Amanda Marks, that show airs, if you're listening to this on December 2nd, which is a Saturday, that's Sunday night, the 3rd, from 7 to 8 p.m. because Georgia football, it's the SEC championship. Go Dogs. Coming up soon on the podcast, Don DePetta, who is a comedian and an actor and a writer and a producer and a funny guy. He's been in movies and TV shows. He just made his own film. It's called Place in the Field. It was shot during the pandemic. He and his friends got together and wrote this film and put the whole thing together. And it's very good. It's like a dream. It's about PTSD. About a war veteran in the Iraq war. I mean, it's got all these great ingredients, and these movies have been done before. Sometimes they're a little over the top. Sometimes they're stupid. This is neither of those. It's a fun movie, and the interview is really good. And I had a chance to speak to him. I got all sorts of people coming up on the podcast. I'll tell you more about it later because you're not interested, but check out A Place in the Field. You can get it on demand on Amazon Prime Video. And also Jeff and I have known Don's father, who is one of the people that run the Punchline, Chris DePetta, and very well known in the comedy circles.
He's Billy Gardell's manager.
Yeah, that's right.
And Billy Gardell.
If you need more Matt Malero in your life, check out yesterday's Von Hessler Doctrine. Matt Malero was on our show 2 weeks ago from Adult Swim. My episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I believe, airs this weekend. And if you're like me and don't have cable, you got to watch it on Max the next day.
They started putting out some promo images. I just saw Carl in the latest one, but looking for one of your characters to show up.
Well, they're robots.
Okay. Mm.
So I hope it's this weekend. If not, just keep watching it. There's only three left. We have to plug Wade's art gallery thing, dude. He's been a friend of ours for a long time. Suede. You can see his artwork all over Atlanta. He's freaking cool. And he just redid the storefront out at Atlanta Pizza and Euro. It looks amazing.
And this is going to be a whole like retrospective that he's doing from 2 to 6, I think, it's an open reception.
He's calling it Graffiti and Coca-Cola at Binder's Limelight Gallery, 3330 Piedmont Northeast in Atlanta. The artist reception is December 2nd, which is today, if you're in Atlanta. The time is 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., as Stephanie said. Artist Q&A from at 3:30. It's moderated by Fred Lefebvre from WSPD in Toledo. Check it out, man. He does some really, really good art, and I believe it'll be there through the 31st of December. So we have no excuse to not go see this. I told him I would try to go see it, even though I probably can't make it to Saturday's event, but it's pretty awesome. He's a great artist. Check it out.
He is an amazing artist. And a kick-ass Coca-Cola delivery man.
Oh, hell yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Last week on the show, we talked about foods that people no longer serve at Thanksgiving time. And we got a couple of comments under our YouTube video. And please remember to leave comments if you like. Fooksy, I believe, because it says Flash Fooks. So I'm going to go with Fooksy. I grew up in the Midwest, in that region where church potlucks would have to tell people who were going to bring salads. Otherwise, you'd wind up with 8 or 9 Jell-O creations containing meats, peas, carrots, etc., and no main courses. He also added...
Eat some peas.
Yes, he also added that jackfruit is great, but a real pain in the ass to clean. And I said the way you get jackfruit is how? Oh, no, I said monk fruit.
Monk fruit.
Monk fruit.
Monk fruit. That's, you have to jack off a monk to get junk, whatever.
Or you have to jack off Monk himself from the series Monk.
Hey, Monk, can you come in here? I got to eat some monk fruit. I'm going to make a skin out of it. Brett Perkins said, thanks for the show. Great to sit in once in a while or once a week and chill.
His views.
Or.
And snooze.
That's all right. Last week was Good Burger 2. Did anybody watch that?
No.
I'm hearing good things about it, though.
I still people haven't like seen Good Burger 1.
Oh, really?
I'm in your boat, Tim.
I've heard you can't get past the makeup on them. They've got to make them look young, and they're using 4K cameras now, so you can see all the cake makeup on their face.
And Squid Game, the challenge, I watched all the episodes so far.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I kind of got into it. It took me till like episode 3 till I started getting behind certain people.
I stopped after 1. But I saw people are trying to sue Netflix already that were on it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Why are they trying to sue Netflix?
Because they got hurt.
Because they got hurt on the reality show. The
Squid it's game. A reality show.
Yeah, they actually made real reality
It's real,
games
real Squid Games.
Yeah. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into.
My dad went on Squid Games, the reality show, and now he's dead.
He fell through a glass bridge and chopped his hands and
they haven't got to that part yet, but they did do some cool new shit. Like they played Battleship with like the people had to sit in the ships. And when they got hit, they died. There's no guns, but when you get eliminated, like a blood pack explodes in your chest.
Nice.
All right, this week, Sebastian Maniscalco is playing a bookie, like right on the edge of when gambling became legal and mainstream.
Mm.
So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Previews look good.
I think that looks good.
That gave me a theory I think you guys would like. That Mrs. Doubtfire,
yes,
becomes Buffalo Bill.
Okay,
think about it.
He was a drink by fruiting. So this week, bookie. I think I'll give that use. Definitely,
yeah, it looks pretty good.
Candy Cane Lane. I'm probably gonna.
Yeah, watch. Candy Cane Lane. That's the Eddie Murphy thing we talked about. Watch the trailer. You'll watch the movie.
Yeah.
And then Dan Aykroyd's got his new series starting on History Channel. Looks pretty good.
Is it like about the paranormal?
Yeah, about all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah. The unbelievable with
the
crystal skull that I found.
Well, like all the stuff in Tobin's spirit guides that he like actually believes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's an interesting dude.
I'll watch it just to hear him narrate the whole thing.
Yeah.
I like it. He's got a great voice.
Staff picks this week. Steph, you don't have anything down here.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's a show called Obituary on Hulu. It's an Irish show. And it's this chick, she's writing obituaries and there just aren't enough for her to make some money. So she starts killing people.
Oh.
So that she can write their obituary. And then shit takes off for her.
I like that. What is that?
It's called Obituary. It's on Hulu.
My stat pick is David Cross has a podcast starting this week. It's called Senses Working Overtime. I think Odenkirk's going to be on the first episode.
Oh, he stole the name from an XTC song. How cool. I don't mean that in a bad way either.
Dolomite.
The trailer's out now, so I think the first episode is going to drop this week sometime.
All right. Dustin?
Mine is a new podcast on YouTube. Daniel Tosh started the Tosh Show.
And I love it.
Yeah, oh, cool. I wondered what he's been up to since they pulled the plug on him on Comedy Central.
He talks about that too. He talks about it. He was like, pretty much they paid me off to finish my contract, and now I'm just here and I'm bored, so I need something to do, and here's what I'm doing. But his
studio.
Yeah, his guests are what's funny because they're like just people in his life. So like his wife's therapist, and him and his wife's therapist is one. And like first thing he says is like, she was like, "Oh, you have kids?" He goes, "Yeah, I've got 2 and 14 abortions." And he said, "No, I named every one of them." But yeah, he tries to get people off their, you know, like Tosh does, and does a good job at it. But yeah,
his wife's gynecologist. That was a good episode.
Yeah, that was the first one.
That one was hilarious. Mine is this week's Harland Highway with Pauly Shore. It's fucking maniacal. It's beyond. I don't even know. It's just crazy. If you've watched Harland Highway or listened to the show, you know it's Harland Williams and it's crazy. But Pauly is very funny, and they just, it's just the Harland Highway. I can't even describe it. It was very good. I hope everybody gives it a shot and watches it. Before we go and talk to Josh one more time before we leave, some plugs. Check out Cameo, where you can find me, so you can also find Mark Schrenkel, our buddy from I Am Shauna Ray and Who Buddies. He also did the Stallone puppet, which is, I would love to have back on here because it was so good and his impression is so good. Go there and type in Mark 001 and you'll find him, and he'll do a cameo for you. He also may have some news for us soon. Hopefully we can get him on to talk about that. Coming up for the remainder of the year, can I say her name yet, Jeff, or no?
Yeah.
Say it.
She's keen. Heidi Hollicker.
Yeah.
Valley Girl.
And what did you say? She saw our episode and reached out to you?
Yeah, she saw the Dane Frischman episode that we did and thought it would be cool to come on and talk about a new horror comedy online thing she's doing.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to it because, I mean, I remember her very well from the movie. Steph, what's going on with Barkville?
Caffeine and Octane this Sunday out in Kennesaw. Come see us. We'll be there from 9 a.m. to noon this Sunday, December 3rd. And if you can donate, if you can foster, if you can do anything right now, we've been taking in a lot of dogs that are mangled and starved. So that takes extra funds and whatnot. But BarkvilleDogRescue.org.
Woof. Steph, I just realized that that's not really your house. It's a photograph of a Christmas house.
The non-flickering fire. The
Cracker Barrel. No, that's what did. Like, I kept looking at it and being like, why isn't the fire moving?
Why are we not sponsored by Cracker Barrel?
Yes. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, is that a Cracker Barrel picture?
That's what it's called. The Cracker Barrel Christmas background.
Josh Warren, where can people find you online?
Action Show Studios at YouTube and Instagram and VW6 on Instagram.
All right. We got to get going. Josh, thank you for coming on. Well, let's talk between now and the end of the year and start doing some stuff. On the show, if you're down with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm definitely down. I'm down. All right. I love you guys.
Well, we love you, and we're glad that you came on the show. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you all for being here and doing the show with us.
Keep it canon.
Yes, keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.